In this bulletin, New South Wales considers reimposing limitations on interstate travel as Victoria's coronavirus cases increase. A new report identifies workplaces as settings which pose a high risk of triggering a second wave of COVID-19. And tennis player Grigor Dimitrov tests positive for coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Victoria has recorded 11 new cases of COVID-19, with six involving community transmission. The nation's peak health committee, the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, has issued an advisory warning Australians against travelling to six local government areas in Melbourne with high numbers of coronavirus cases. Those areas include Hume, Casey, Brimbank, Moreland, Cardinia and Darebin in Melbourne's northwest and southeast. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos says authorities are doing everything they can to get the spike in community transmission under control.
We want to make sure that everyone in the state understands the public health messaging. We acknowledge the challenges with some communities for whom English may not be their first language in understanding the public health messaging, and this is why we are going to redouble our efforts in working with those communities.
The New South Wales government says it may reimpose restrictions on interstate travel as coronavirus cases in Victoria increase. The state's Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, told the Seven Network, Victoria's spike in cases poses a real threat.
Yeah, look, we've been strong about it in the past, about keeping borders open in relation to protecting the community and the economy, but this is particularly worrying that we're trying to get out of the COVID crisis. We're lifting restrictions and now there's a real threat across from Victoria. So we'll have that conversation today along with the Premier and the rest of the Cabinet. Maybe some sort of limits around travel across the border, but maybe not closing the border as a whole. It's more about managing who's coming across the border and what we do on this side.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says her government will not make any formal decisions on reopening the state's borders until Friday, when National Cabinet meets. The state had flagged the second week of July as a possible reopening date, but Ms Palaszczuk says the new cases in Victoria are concerning.
There is a lot of community transmission. You know, whatever assistance we can all give to Victoria, we should, because it is absolutely crucial that we don't want to see a second wave. That's something else that people stop me in the street about. They say to me, Anastasia, we do not want to see a second wave in Queensland.
A new report has warned of the dangers of Australians thinking the fight against COVID-19 is over. The paper from the Grattan Institute shows the risk of new infections increases as shops, schools and workplaces reopen, particularly if people ignore social distancing rules. Lead author of the report, health economist Stephen Duckett, says workplaces should be reopened slowly.
What's interesting about this virus is it spreads more rapidly, or it's more dangerous inside than outside. People will want to go back to work and then they'll stand around in the kitchen talking about their experiences over the last couple of months. That's, again, almost a guarantee that something's going to go wrong, because they'll be in a small space, and so it's going to be we've got to be really careful about opening up workplaces again.
Australian viewers that are visually impaired or blind will for the first time be able to enjoy television that is audio enhanced. It will give them important information that will allow them to understand what's being shown on the screen. Both SBS and the ABC will provide 14 hours of live television coverage each week from Sunday. 70-year-old Sydney sider Lynn Davis says she's relieved.
I know what it's like to have television in your life, and I know what a pleasure it can be and how engrossing it is and what a source of information it is. And then I know what it's like to have a lot of that experience taken away from you or just not there, and how really transforming it is when there is something that gives quite a bit of that back.
And to sport, tennis player Grigor Dimitrov has tested positive for COVID-19, making him the highest profile tennis player to reveal he has the disease. The 29-year-old Bulgarian had been competing in the Adria Tour exhibition tournament in Croatia. The final of the event, which would have featured world number one Novak Djokovic and Russian Andrei Rublev, was cancelled as a result. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, late showers 22, Adelaide shower 215, Melbourne showers increasing 14, Hobart rain windy 13, Canberra shower 211, Wollongong partly cloudy 16, Sydney similar conditions 18, Newcastle partly cloudy 17, Brisbane sunny 21, Cairns mostly sunny 27, and Darwin sunny 31. This is SBS News.